The governor's budget would make police and sheriffs change their record-keeping process for every traffic stop and send the data to the state Justice Department. That agency would have to analyze the information to look for any racial disparities in the motorists who are pulled over. Elm Grove Police Chief James Gage is president of the Waukesha County Police Chiefs Association. He says the new requirement would be an unfunded mandate.
Now, the information's already there. We're collecting information on stops, FI stops, citations. But they want us to put it in a new format so that it can be sent to the Department of Justice and analyzed by people who haven't even been budgeted into the system yet.
State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he's also concerned about the data collection proposal. But Governor Doyle says the language is tied into the federal government cracking down on states that don't allow drivers to be pulled over simply for not wearing a seatbelt.
We're going to lose a lot of federal highway dollars if we don't go to primary enforcement of the seatbelt law. And I'm in favor of primary enforcement. And the federal government has said that if you're going to do it, they want to have data collected about whether there's any racial profiling going on. I don't think law enforcement in Wisconsin has anything to worry about.
Today in Madison, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee will take a closer look at the data collection requirement and other issues in the budget proposal for the State Justice Department. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.